Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jemiah Burnett.
Hi, Ms. Burnett. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with cancer due to hair relaxers, hair products?
Yes, myself.
Yourself? I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Burnett. And if I may ask, what were you diagnosed with due to hair relaxers?
Ovarian cancer.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Burnett. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Have you, or sorry, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself, yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer? If I do remember, you advised me with ovarian cancer, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you by chance know the subtype of ovarian cancer?
The subtype, I'm not sure.
No worries. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Burnett. And then who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with cancer?
It was August 18th of 2024.
August 18th of 2024. And just to confirm, that would be 8/18/2024, correct?
Yes.
And your diagnosing doctor's name.
The doctor's name was Amina Ahmed, OBGYN, and the
And
oncologist was Dr. Mark Koslov.
so for the diagnosing doctor, you said Anima?
Amina?
Amina, and how would you spell Amina?
Yes, Amina.
And her last name?
Ahamed.
Ahamed. Ahamed. And then the diagnosing doctor's address.
The address is 2160 South First Avenue in Maywood, Illinois.
Maywood, Illinois. And just to confirm, I have 2160 South First Avenue, Maywood, Illinois.
Yes.
And what is the zip code?
60153.
60153. And then the diagnosing doctor's phone number, please.
I'm not sure about the phone number at this time.
No worries. I'll try to find it for you. What is the facility of where she works?
Loyola University Medical Center.
And that would be that address, right? South First Avenue, Maywood. Okay, so let me go ahead and try to Loyola University Medical Center. Perfect. I found it here. 2160 South First Street. And I'm gonna go ahead and put their phone number here. Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I use it on average 8 times a year.
On average, 8 times per year. And are you a resident of the United States? What is your date of birth?
February 3rd, 2001.
I have February 3rd, 2001. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers and may have been diagnosed with cancer?
I'm not sure about anyone else. No.
No, no worries. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Illinois.
Illinois. And when did you start using hair relaxer? What was that date approximately? When did you start? I don't, expect you to know the exact date, but approximately to your best estimate.
Yes, I started around March of 2018.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped around August of 2024.
August of 2024. And how often did you use slash apply these products? Weekly, monthly, or 4 times per year? Or unsure?
It was monthly.
And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? So,
4 years consecutively.
and then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, when did you purchase the product, or where did you purchase the product from?
A local beauty supply store.
Local beauty. Would you remember the name by any chance?
I don't remember the name.
No worries. And if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number if you have them. Do you remember the salon name?
I don't. No, I don't remember.
No worries. And then which brand name products have you used?
I use the L'Oreal brand, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. And did your, this is a yes or no question here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then, what type of treatment did you receive?
I had a partial oophorectomy. Chemotherapy and I received medications.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Burnett. Partial hip direct. You said partial hypterectomy, correct?
A partial oophorectomy.
Partial. Oh. Sorry, I'm just typing this here on your. Here in the information. And then what was that treatment date?
My treatment date was August 26th of 2024.
August 26th of 2024. And what about your treating doctor's name?
One second.
No worries.
Treating doctor's name, it was Dr. Mark Kozla.
Doctor Mark. And what was the last name?
Kozla.
How do you spell that?
Yes, Kozloff.
I have Kozloff. F as in Frank.
Yes.
Okay, Kozloff. Double L, double F, correct?
Double
And
F, yes.
thank you for that confirmation. And what about the treating doctor's address?
It's the same,
Oh, the
it's the
same one.
Loyola University Medical Center.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And would you happen to have his phone number, or would you want me to go ahead and put the same phone number, the Loyola University Medical Center's phone number?
The same phone number.
Okay, perfect. And then, Miss Burnett, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a female.
And your first and last name from you, please.
Yes, Jemiah Burnett.
Jemiah. And Jemiah, would that be spelled Jamia?
Yes.
Perfect. And Burnett, would that be spelled Burnett? Thank you for that confirmation. And can I get your social security number, please?
Yes, 331-98-8924.
And just to confirm, I have 331-98-8924. Primary contact email, would it be mayaburnett01@gmail.com? And mobile phone number, would it be 708-574-3358?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is your full address?
Yes, 3034 191st Street in Lansing, Illinois.
I have 3034 101st Street, Lansing, Cook County, Illinois, zip code 60438.
It's not 101st Street, it's 191, 191st Street.
Yes, 191st Street.
Yes.
Perfect. So just to confirm again, I have 3034 191st Street in Lansing, Cook County, Illinois, zip code 60438.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes. That's correct.
Perfect. And then, do you live in an apartment, unit, building number at all?
No.
No. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I don't have them right now. I don't have access to them.
You don't, but if they do ask, sometimes with the social that you provided me, they can go ahead and pull it with that with your on your behalf. But sometimes they do ask you to provide medical records, by mail, electronically, or both. So could you provide medical records by mail, electronically, or both if they ask you?
Yes.
Okay. So, but would that be both?
Yes, both.
And then you do have documentary support, though, that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It says that on your medical records, correct? And things like that.
Yes.
Okay, so I do need a yes or no here for this question. So do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes.
And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Not at this time.
No? Okay. Well, I do have to go
No.
ahead and put something here. So, do you mind if I put your information, like for an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. So, let me go ahead and put your information here. And then, Miss Burnett, I will be sending you a DocuSign via email and text message. It should only take about a minute to complete. And then once you do that, I will be giving you your assigned law firm and attorney that you'll be assigned to. But just give them 48 hours for them to, receive your information, go over it, and, for them to find out what they're going to do on your case. And then Again, they will be calling you within the next 48 hours. But let me just go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correct with you before I send this over to you. So, let me just go ahead and confirm that I have everything correct. I have Jamia Burnett, which is Jamia Burnett, Burnett. Is that correct? Street address 3034 191st Street, Lansing, Illinois, 60438. Telephone number is 708-574-3358. Email address is mayaburnett01@gmail.com. Was that all correct?
Yes.
Date of birth I have is 2/3/2001. Social is 331-98-8924.
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then let me know when you receive that email and text message.
Yes, I received it.
Perfect. So go ahead and open that text message or email, whatever you open up. Go ahead and click that link that's in that email or text message.
Okay.
And once that DocuSign webpage opens up, it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage. And once it does, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins inside the box and then hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next
Okay.
button at the top right of the page and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then
Okay.
once it may ask for your initials. But if it does, just do the same thing that you did for the signature part. And then at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, you may have skipped a question, and then all you have to do is just click next, and it'll prompt you to a field that you may have skipped. But if it says finish, go ahead and click finish, and it will say that you have submitted, your intake form.
Okay.
And then let me know when it says that you have completed it so I could go ahead and double check here on my end that I received it as well.
Yes, I completed it.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end. Perfect. Yeah, so it does say that you have completed it. So thank you so much for that, Ms. Burnett. I will be giving you the information to the law firm that you've been assigned to. So let me go ahead and give you that information here.
Okay.
So let's see. Just a second here, sorry. All right, Ms. Burnett, are you do you have a pen and paper in hand?
Yes.
So it looks like you've been assigned to Pulowski Legal. That is the law firm that you've been assigned to. So it is P as in Peter, ULASKI. And their direct line is 906, or sorry, 909 906 3862. Again, that's Pulaski Legal, and the direct line, the area code is 909 906 3862. So,
Okay.
again, Ms. Burnett, they should be calling you within the next 48 hours. Just depend on them to be giving you a call. If they do not call you for whatever reason, go ahead and give that direct line a call. But you should be receiving a text from me within the next minute. So, if you have any questions or concerns, you could always feel free and contact me as well. But as of right now, you are assigned to Pulaski Legal. And if you want to update on your case, you could always feel free and contact them. But again, I do appreciate your time. And before I do let you go, do you know of anyone else that may have been affected due to hair relaxer?
Not at this time.
No, no worries. Well, again, Ms. Burnett, I do appreciate your time, and I really do hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye.